It is day 17. Russia's assault and explosions have been heard in Kyiv as Russian forces encroach on the Ukrainian
capital. A number of
major cities are under pressure as Russian strikes hit civilian structures.
Officials in Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv say at least one person was killed after residential buildings were hit by shelling.
Plans have been made to open up humanitarian corridors and get people out from cities under Russian attack, including Mariupol, where conditions are said to be critical.
I was not going to write any more about war in my column, this commentary on the world of entrepreneurs. I thought it was no place to discuss dam destruction. Entrepreneurs are about building, not destroying. Yet the rocketing of maternity hospitals, the shelling of refugees, and the killing of women and children in Ukraine made me sick to my guts.
Authorities say that more than 1,500 people have been killed there, and those who are left face freezing temperatures. The city currently experiences limited to no power and little food and water.
When that happens, I usually grab for my pen. The waste of war. We think we're a maturing world with our globalized market and satellite communication. The Russian invasion of Ukraine screws the idea of a better world into the face of mankind like a broken bottle. I was moved to tears by the harrowing pictures coming out of Ukraine. In many of them, angry, unarmed citizens confronted Russian soldiers on the streets.
The conflict has now sent 2.5 million Ukrainians fleeing to neighboring countries.
These pictures brought back sad and terrifying memories for me of years of covering conflict in Africa. How many times do we march with poor Zimbabweans, Angolans, Malawians and Zambians in their capitals to report on them standing defiantly before the guns and gas of authority? These protests often ended in violence and destruction. The Angolan war dragged on for decades and sucked the life out of a generation. I tried to shed a little light with our TV camera on the nasty war, but for the most part the world has ignored a lot of blood and turmoil in Africa. We've had a heavy day in Bosnia.
As Russian forces surround the city with troops and artillery, just kilometers away, Ukraine civilian fighters and residents in the capital are preparing for a major attack.
Just one refusal to a story from Angola of people risking death by hanging on the wings of planes as they took off in the vain hope of escaping the fighting. It's just another skinny baby story, came back another more shameful reply when I filed a harrowing story about poor infants starving to death in the fighting in Angola. I can hear their fading, painful tears now. Those who have seen, heard and smelt war will never, ever want to see it again.
Arid sirens have rang out across the capital region as rocket barrages sent residents running for shelter.
So what do I think of this bitter harvest of history repeating itself? There, I run out of words and turn to those of a soldier priest who dodged bullets in the trenches and is buried about 20 minutes' walk from where I'm writing this now and probably spinning in his grave. His name was Jeffrey Studdart Kennedy, an Anglican priest who started out as a big supporter of World War I. He joined the British Army as a chaplain so he could share the hardships of the men on the front line as well as minister to them. Kennedy ended up seeing war as unmitigated evil. He became an anti-war activist fighting for the rights of the poor. I leave you with his words I wish I'd written 25 years ago. I dedicate it to the dead of Ukraine and Russia and those who perish in all wars, including my great uncle Jack, who died before he had lived, age 16, in 1915.
Waste of muscle. Waste of brain, waste of patience, waste of pain, waste of manhood, waste of health, waste of beauty, waste of wealth, waste of blood and waste of tears, waste of youth's most precious years, waste of ways the saints have trod, waste of glory, waste of God.
War.
Even after killing everybody, you still have to come to the table. So why don't you do that now?
We hope it doesn't get to that. Putin has called the Western economic sanctions on Russia akin to a declaration of war But if sanctions are not enough, and if my earlier guest today is saying negotiations will not work, what then?